Allison Lombardi is an associate professor in the Department of Educational Psychology, which is part of the special education program at the NEAG School. And she's working on a 4-year study to develop a metric that works for all high school students, those with disabilities, those who are more neurotypical, called the College and Career Readiness for Transition, or CCR4T. And this is funded by the Federal Institute for Education Sciences. And Allison, before she came to academia, she worked with students who had disabilities as a college-level learning specialist. So she worked at a university preparing students who maybe were like conditionally admitted or weren't admitted to try to get them kind of up to speed. And she was really curious about what was happening. They were doing well enough to graduate high school, but for some reason were not prepared well for college. And then when she earned her PhD at the University of Oregon, she studied special education law and how it served special education populations. And she worked at a policy center that was focused on college and career readiness for all students. So she's kind of merged all of these interests to try to develop this very comprehensive measure that can be used at high schools. So we talked about how this measure is unique, what it hopes to accomplish, and why it's important.
We're measuring academic, social, emotional learning, and career awareness and development for all youth with and without disabilities. We just finished the first field test this year. So we were in 5 high schools this past year. Some of them were in Connecticut, some of them were in other states. And that field test is going to tell us information about the items as far as which ones are functioning well across a range of different kinds of students, and then which ones we might want to discard or get rid of. And so then we'll revise the CCR4T. And then next year, we're going to do essentially the same thing again with a larger sample. We'll field test it again, and we'll refine the measure even further so that we have a fully validated CCR4T at the end of the project.
What kinds of things are on that list of measures that you're looking at?
We're interested in the full range of college and career readiness, and that can be a lot of different kinds of skills. It's a very broad phrase that encompasses academic readiness. So how students are in the classroom, essentially, how their classroom behaviors, their attitudes towards schoolwork and productivity, their social emotional learning. So how they interact with their peers, adults in the building and adults in the community, and also career awareness and development. So how aware are they about the different career pathways that they may be able to choose from as adults? How might they be planning for some of that now as an adolescent? What kinds of courses are they taking? But then also what other kinds of work experiences might they be pursuing as part of that process? And currently, there is some amount of assessment of these skills in different ways. There's not a very organized way to do it in high schools for all students, right? What we're hoping to accomplish is create a measure that can measure these skills for everyone that both general and special education teachers can use, that school counselors can use, and they can do it in a coordinated way, so that there's a collaborative effort to measure these skills in all students, and then these scores that result from the measure can then be used for different planning purposes. So yes, a school counselor could be somebody that facilitates that process. It could be something that students do as part of a school counselor appointment. It could be something that's done in a certain class during a certain class period on a certain week of school for all students, similar to what schools do for like a school climate measure. But the idea would be that you would get an understanding for how students are doing across those academic, social, emotional, and career development areas.
As you mentioned, this metric aims to be inclusive of all kinds of students, including those with disabilities. Have those students had like a fair measure of being evaluated for college and career readiness before?
That's a really great question. So students with disabilities who are served under the IDEA, which is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, that is the law that governs special education. They have individualized education programs, or IEPs. And as part of that whole structure, they receive transition services. And transition services are meant to prepare students with disabilities for adult life in post-secondary education and employment. So in that world, we often talk about post-secondary education and employment. We write goals for the IEP in those areas. But we don't really use the words college and career readiness, even though those words aren't that different. So there's college and careers, there's post-secondary education and employment. We're kind of talking about the same thing, but by using different terminology, we end up sort of separating the professionals that support these students. So oftentimes special educators might be more focused on writing goals in post-secondary education and employment and not thinking more broadly about college and careers, what's being offered at the school for all students in college and careers, and how the students that they're serving in special education might be a part of those larger school-wide efforts. So by creating the CCR4T, we are ensuring that it's useful for students with and without disabilities, which is what we're learning through our field testing process. We're hopeful that special educators, general educators, school counselors will all be able to use this measure. They'll all be able to plan college and career readiness opportunities for students. And that planning will also inform that IEP process. So we'll be able to use these scores to write goals around post-secondary education and employment. The idea that all students can use the same measure, it will help students with disabilities have more access to opportunities that their peers without disabilities have. Oftentimes, through the IEP process, students with disabilities might be more prepared for low-wage work. Employment sometimes equals low-wage work. So by ensuring that they're part of that larger college and career readiness discussion, then they will have access to more career pathway opportunities, which will help them have more opportunities in their adult life. We do want all students with and without disabilities to be prepared for adult life and also be contributing members of society. By preparing youth with disabilities in the same way, using the same terminology, we're taking a step towards that equality.
That's great. And you mentioned last time we spoke that disabilities, there's a wide range. It's not just, you know, what you might think of. Can you just tell me a little bit more about that?
There are 13 disability categories that are covered under the law, the IDEA, and those disabilities range from learning disabilities or more like invisible disabilities, right? You can't really see them, but they might affect your learning in some way. So learning disabilities, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, those are some that we might call more high incidence disabilities that are more invisible. And then there's also disabilities that are more visible and more obvious. Oftentimes a mobility disability is more obvious, especially if a student is using a wheelchair, for example. And so it's important to know that there's a larger number of students that have those sort of not obvious, non-apparent disabilities than there are students who have the obvious disabilities as far as when looking at them. This measure, the CCR4T, is going to be useful for all students with disabilities and all students, regardless of whether that's obvious or not. I think that that's important as well, because in college environments and in the workplace, there are often people with disabilities who it might not be obvious they're a person with a disability. You might not be aware of how their disability might affect their working situation, but they should have access to the same opportunities as a person without disabilities, whether it's in the workplace or in a college setting.
Totally. In a nutshell, why is having the CCR4T important?
It's important because it will help educators support all youth, including those with disabilities, in college and careers in similar ways. So ensuring that they're providing the same opportunities for all students, not assuming that one group of students should get something different, essentially, which could be more limiting for them in their adult life. But by measuring these skills the same across all these students, then we're preparing them to enter the world of work and the world of college and careers. We're preparing them in an equal way, essentially. And so I think part of that comes from giving the educators the tools to be able to prepare them in an equal way. Like right now, they don't really have the tools to do that. So this is one step towards that process.
You can visit the project's website at ccr4t.education.ucon.edu. That's CCR, the number four, the letter T. And there are resources, short videos, briefs on the work they've done so far about measuring college and career readiness skills. And the research team is looking for school districts to participate in the next round of field testing. So there's an interest form available on the site. If you're working at a high school and you want to participate in this, you can fill it out. If you are chosen to participate, you get access to some data reports, and you also get a $5,000 stipend.